الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا. من يهدي الله فهو المهتد، ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وبارك على عبدك ورسولك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Praise be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we seek refuge in Him from our own evils and our own bad deeds. Anyone who is guided by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is indeed guided. And anyone who has been misguided, you will never find a guardian to guide him. I bear witness that there is no deity except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone, without any partner. And I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and his messenger. O Allah, let your prayer, your peace, and your blessing upon your messenger and servant and upon his family and all his companions. The continuation of the series of the attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, today's khutbah is about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-barr, the doer of good, the most generous, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-barr, the most kind on his slaves, the one who give his blessing to them regardless if they believe in him or they disbelieve in him. He created them, so their provision on him to make sure that everybody and all his creation had access to his blessing. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never been stingy on his creations. He give abundantly. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-barr, when you ask him, he will give you abundantly, either you know or you don't know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may bless you with things that you are not aware of. And also for the worshippers who worship him, the same. He will give them more than they can imagine. So the generosity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. Not only in this life, but in the afterlife. Just to keep harm and evil away from you, that you are not aware of it, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind you with that in the day of judgment. Such and such was going to happen to you, but we saved you from it. This is an example. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never stop giving because of disbelieving or because of disobedience. Even the people who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they still get their provisions, and so regardless if they worship him or not worship him, their provision is there for them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be waiting for his slaves to repent and to come back to him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be happy for the disobedient slave to come back to and repent. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the way. When you ask him, will show the way. And if you hear the stories of the people who revert to Islam, and many examples of them, when they give up on all their attempt, they just ask, oh, the Creator, show us the way, if you are there. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show the way, and will bring them back to their true path. And many individuals who've been through this situation, as soon as they say, "Oh Allah, show us the way," or "Oh our Creator, or our Deity, show us the way," Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make the circumstances for a person to know the correct way to follow. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Barr, his generosity is wide open, and he's truthful in his promise, and also when he give abundantly, without any limit, in this life and in the afterlife. So the attribute of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Barr, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-Barr just came once in the Quran al-Kareem. For Surah At-Tur, verse 28, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Inna kunna min qablu nad'uuhu innahu huwa al-Barr ar-Rahim. That's when the inhabitants of the paradise, they talking to each other, and mentioning how much blessing they received from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how much they blessed when they say, "Inna kunna min qablu nad'u," they would ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala before. He is the good doer and the most generous and the most merciful. So, don't underestimate what you do good, because that will be mountains of rewards in the day of the judgment, inshallah. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truthful in His promise. When you know that this is in the Quran and in the Hadith, and you believe in it, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, then your reward is guaranteed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truthful, and He will never break His promise. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, al-Barr, He's merciful with His slaves, very kind with them, and He will fix their affairs in this life and the afterlife. In this life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you the health, will give you the strength, will give you the wealth, will give you the children, and the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is unlimited. وَإِن تُعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And even whatever you do in the good deeds, and this is just by itself is a blessing from Allah, because for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow you to do the good deeds is by itself is a blessing from Allah and kindness from Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give provisions to the believer and disbelievers alike, but the religions only given to the believers. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will guide them to the right path. لَقَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِذْ بَعْثَ فِيهِمْ رَسُولًا مِّنْ أَنفُسِهِمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. It's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. So when you, the very simple people, when they just say, الحمد لله على نعمة الإسلام, just to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for you to be a Muslim. This by itself is the most blessing that you received in your life. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give generously, as I mentioned, this life and in the afterlife. And He will not only reward you as you do, no. He will be more generous to when you do one good deed, He will multiply it to 10 times and even 700 times. And when you have the intention to do good deeds, and you don't do it, He will give you a good reward for it. But when you have the intention to do bad deeds and you don't do it, He will give you reward, good deed for it. And he will, when you have the intention to do bad deeds and you do the bad deeds, it will be only one. Not only that, only that you do bad deeds and will be counted against you, you have unlimited resources to wipe off these bad deeds. This is how generous Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with us, when you, because al-hasanatu tuzhibu as-sayyi'at. So the good deeds will wipe off the bad deeds. So whenever you feel that you've done something bad, do something good right away. So for the good to wipe the bad. Now, in you, إِذَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ عَبْدِي شِبْرًا تَقَرَّبْتُ إِلَيْهِ ذِرَاعًا وَإِذَا تَقَرَّبَ إِلَيَّ ذِرَاعًا تَقَرَّبْتُ مِنْهُ بَاعًا وَإِذَا أَتَانِي يَمْشِي أَتَيْتَهُ هَرْوَلًا. This is a divine hadith that should show you how much Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala love you and care about you and wait for you to come to Him. And even for the disbelievers or the person who disobey Allah, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala waiting to receive him back. So this means if he comes back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you do something, just one thing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will do more to it. If you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just one inch, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come to you with even one arm, from one inch to one arm. If you do something good to Allah, just equal to one inch, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for one arm. And if you do something good for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your life with just one arm, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you with more than that size. And if you walk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will run to you, will rush to you to bring you back and to love you and to care about you and to put you on the right path. So this is for in this life, and in the afterlife, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will also give you the opportunity for repentance, and when you know the time of the repentance, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you rewards, especially in the time, for instance, between the azan and iqamah, or before half an hour before the fajr prayer, and certain time of the day, when you keep in mind to pray and supplicate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at this time, your rewards will be guaranteed acceptance. And of course, 24 hours between you and Allah, there is nobody in between, no door closed. You could ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and supplicate at any time, regardless where you are, except in certain places that you don't mention the name of Allah, but like in the bathroom but anywhere else, as you walk, as you sit, as you sleep, there is no certain condition. There is no one going to hide you from calling and communicating with Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will hear you and closer to you than even yourself. But when I ask you about this specific times, this is an extra guaranteed time that your supplication will be accepted, inshallah. When you say Subhanallah wa bihamdu a day 100 times, so this means that all your bad deeds will be wiped off. There is certain things like this. When you say Subhanallah wa bihamdu 100 times, all your bad deeds will go away. When you say Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad 100 times, also your bad deeds will be wiped off. So you have a lot of opportunities to maximize your good deeds, and also lots of opportunities to wipe off your bad deeds, regardless how, as long as you don't take any partner with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Anything else could be forgiven, except when you look at the bad deeds, and you ask Allah, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for you to supplicate. This is a blessing. This means one of the good followers, you say, I know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with me. They ask him how. He say, when I say, Subhanallah wa bihamdi, Subhanallah al-Azim, then I know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is satisfied with me. Because when just for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to allow you to say this, this means that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's a blessing by itself, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepting it for you, from you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala satisfied with you when you reach that level. When you also other opportunities, when you walk to the prayer by itself, say, like in Tabarani and Abi Imama, saying that من مشى إلى صلاة مكتوبة في الجماعة فهي كحجة ومن مشى إلى صلاة تطوع فهي كعمرة نافلة. Look at this. When you walk to the Zuhr, الجمعة, this means that you already performed Hajj. When you walk to a prayer, تطوع, like Sunnah, this means that you performed Umrah. So there's a lot of things that you know you do and you don't know the rewards for it. But this will be written in your record, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be surprised. You come at the Day of Judgment, you have mountains of hasanat because of such things that even you do and you are not aware of. So don't underestimate any good things, small that you do, because you will be surprised how much rewards for you in the Day of Judgment, inshallah. Also, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-barru al-raheem. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala you imagine that you, what's in your mind is obvious to everybody. Like you are sitting here and you feel bad about someone and you want to do something wrong, or you're thinking about something, and all what's in your mind known to everybody. That's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sitir. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hide what's in your mind, nobody to know except you and him. So by itself, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not to expose your intentions and your what you wanted to do among the others around you, that by itself it's a blessing. Because if you can think that you wanted to have some bad ideas and bad thoughts, and everybody knows about it among the people sitting, so this is very bad. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sitir, covering you in this, and will not expose you when you do something bad. Think in your life, how many times you did bad things, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala covered it, did not make it publicly, did not expose you to the public in it. And still, if you keep it secret between you and Allah, and you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you, in the Day of Judgment, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remind you of that. So many times, person can do bad things, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cover it, would not allow it to be known to the public, and this is by itself other blessings. So look at the Saharat Fir'aun. Saharat Fir'aun, the magicians of Pharaoh, when they believed in Moses, even they did not do one rak'ah. They did not do any good deeds at all. But just for them to believe in Allah, when they knew the truth, they are martyrs. They are shuhada to the paradise. Even they did not do one rak'ah in their life. After the magic happened with Pharaoh and Musa, alayhi salam, so Pharaoh cut their hands and their legs and crossed them in the trees, and they died right away. They did not do it. Just for them to believe in Allah, and they died on that, they are to the paradise. So think about other situations like that. You hear, you see, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most generous. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the doer of the good all the time. When you stand in front of Allah in your prayer, when your heart get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you think, and you just make only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. When you read Quran, recite Quran, this all these blessings. When you think about all these blessings and you thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, then your rewards will be great. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is bar with his believer, and he's truthful in his promise to them. And look at this. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقًّا فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقًّا قَالُوا نَعَمْ. In the paradise, the believers will call the disbelievers in the hellfire. They will tell them, we found what Allah promised us true. Did you find what Allah promised you true? The inhabitant of the hellfire say yes. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the believer with the paradise and what they're going to have, and also promised the disbelievers the hellfire and what you're going to find in it. وقالوا الحمد لله الذي صدقنا وعده وأورثنا الأرض نتبوأ من الجنة حيث نشاء فنعم أجر العاملين. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is truthful in his promise all the way. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بر يحب البر ويأمر به. This means that this name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala بر is for you to imitate. It's for you to be to do the good. It's for you to be the most generous. And to and ليس البر أن تولوا وجوهكم قبل المشرق والمغرب ولكن البر من آمن بالله واليوم الآخر والملائكة والكتاب والنبيين وآتى المال على حبه ذوي القربى واليتامى والمساكين وابن السبيل والسائلين وفي الرقاب وأقام الصلاة وآتى الزكاة والموفون بعهدهم إذا عاهدوا والصابرين في البأساء والضراء وحين البأس أولئك الذين صدقوا وأولئك هم المتقون. That's how you can do good, to do the birr. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that the birr is not just to pray and to face Kaaba and to but the birr, the doing good, is to believe sincerely in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the day of judgment, and to believe in the angels, and to believe in the books that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to his messengers, and to believe in the messengers and the prophets. And also you give from your wealth that you like. When you give charity, don't give just whatever you don't need, no. When you give from the best that you have, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is the birr. This is the birr. And then what you liked, that's what you give from. To give the relatives, to give the orphans, to give the poor, to give the people who is traveling, and to give the people who ask you. And also to perform the prayer, and to give the charity, and to fulfill your promise, when you promise, and when you be patient, and regardless if you are in a worse situation or good situation, and this is how you could be truthful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for all this. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described some of his slaves that they were burr. He described Isa, Jesus, alayhi salam, that he was burr to his mother. وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلَنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. So Jesus himself described himself that when he was a baby, he spoke to the people when they were challenging his mother, and he described himself. How he's going to be? He say, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَتِي وَلَمْ يَجْعَلَنِي جَبَّارًا شَقِيًّا. That he's going to be good to his mother, and he's not going to be arrogant or using the force against others. And his cousin Yahya alayhi salam also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him. So Jesus described himself, but when it came to Yahya, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described him. See, وَبَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ جَبَّارًا عَصِيًّا. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described Yahya that he was also بَرًّا بِوَالِدَيْهِ. He was good to his parents, and he was not fearful, or he was doing, did not do any bad things. So the morals, the ethics, that's a birr. When you are, if you have good morals and a good ethics, that's a birr that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will reward you for it. So one of the companions asked Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam عن البر والإثم. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, البر حسن الخلق والإثم ما حاك في صدرك وكرهت أن يطلع عليه الناس. So البر is your good morals, to treat people with goodness. And the bad things, what come to in your heart, in your chest, and nobody will like to know, that you don't like anybody to know about it. That's an ithm. Now, al-birr, when you give generously, regardless of even if that person doing something bad to you, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give provisions to disbelievers and people who disobey him. Then an example, Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam, he always liked to invite people to eat with him. And one time he had somebody, he was a guest, and he was eating, he was about to eat. The Prophet Ibrahim said, we have a price for this food. That price is to say Bismillah at the beginning and to say Alhamdulillah at the end. And this person was a disbeliever. He was a mushrik. He did not believe in Allah. So this man refused and he left. He left. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blamed Prophet Ibrahim and told him, this man was 7 years old. He told him, I give provision to this man 70 years and he disbelieved in me, and you can't even handle him for 1 hour. So Prophet Ibrahim felt very bad about that, and he went out to look for this man. And he told him, come back and eat regardless of what you say. And see, something must have happened. What happened? He said, Allah, my Lord, blamed me on you. So explained to him what happened. So that person believed in Allah because of that. He said, for that God to blame you for exactly what you described me, this is a generous God, and I believe in him, and he believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because of that incident. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم أدعو الله عسى أن تكون هذه ساعة إجابة. Supplicate, may Allah accept our supplication at this time. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم، وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. So how you can imitate Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in his name al-barr? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-barr, how you can follow that, the footsteps toward that direction for you to be barr, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make you min al-abrar. First, you supplicate that, oh Allah, make me from al-abrar. When after you come out, after you do your wudu, Allahumma ij'alni min al-mutahhirin, Allahumma ij'alni min al-abrar. So always supplicate. When you supplicate, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide you to supplicate, that by itself is a sign for acceptance of that supplication. So always remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask Him to make you from al-abrar. Because when you become min al-abrar, al-abrar, that's the people that has no sins. You cannot go to the paradise with any sin. How that happened? You know, for the believers, they committed sins. So in this life, if you repent and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted all your repentance and all your sins will be wiped off, then you are to the paradise. You are min al-abrar. But if you did not repent enough and you had some sins, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even make it harder on you when you die, that until release you from all the sins. And even in the grave, because in the grave could be either a part of the paradise or could be a part of the hellfire. And God forbid, if even after all this, and you still have some sins, then in the day of judgment, if you come into the day of judgment and you have good deeds and bad deeds, if your good deeds equal to your bad deeds, then you're going to be on what's called al-A'raf. It's a bridge between the hellfire and the paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will decide after time. And eventually they will go to the paradise. But if you have more bad deeds than the good deeds, then God forbid that you will be going to fall in the hellfire. Allah bidna an haza. May Allah keep us away from that. This is a person who has more bad deeds will fall in the hellfire when he crossing the Surat al-Mustaqim, and will spend the time until he will spend the time until all his sins will be equalized, and after that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take you out of the hellfire and will take you to the paradise. And just to know that the last person will be taken out of the hellfire and he will go to the paradise. And that's what he's going to have in the paradise is 10 times what in this earth. This means that the least person has in the paradise, he has 10 times of what's in this earth. So this earth is nothing compared to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. So this means that you repent, you supplicate, and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe off your sins, and bismillah al-afu, istighfar, astaghfirullah al-azim, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you, but your sins will be still written in your record. But when you say, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbu al-afwa afu anna, oh Allah, to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe off your sins completely, then your record will be wiped off from any sins. Then you will go, you will be from the abrar, and you will go to the paradise. That is, and also when you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala al-firdaus al-a'la, this is also going to, this is a blessing that and a sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is preparing you for that. So always ask and supplicate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wipe off your sins and to take you to the firdaus al-a'la with the messengers, with Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So, in the abrar lafi na'im. So, the inhabitants of the paradise in the blessings, unlimited blessings. Wa in al fujjar lafi jahim. And the disbelievers are in the hellfire for good, and that's the end after the day of judgment. So, in the believers, these three lives, this life, and after death, and in the after the day of judgment. So for the believers to supplicate for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that for them to be min al-abrar, then they will be in all even in this life and after life will be all in a paradise, because the grave could be like a part of the paradise. And even in this life also, when you get closer to Allah, your heart will be content and satisfied, and you will be living in the paradise in this life till. So and you, so your good heart will be far away from any having any partner with Allah, having any good bad things to feel. So always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make your qalb, your heart pure. Pureness of your heart will lead you to the paradise. رضا الرب في رضا الوالد وسخط الرب من سخط الوالد. This means that for the father, the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the satisfaction of the father on the son is part of sign of the satisfaction of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So for you to ask your parents to for them to be satisfied in you, that's a good sign that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be satisfied in you. And for you to be satisfied with your children, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will satisfy with them. So the Prophet Musa alayhi salam, he knew that one person, his way with the throne of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he asked Allah for that high position that person had. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told Prophet Musa that this person, he would not envy the people of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them. And he was barram biwalidayh. He was good to his parents. So being good to your parents and not to have any envy to others, that could be a highest position you can reach with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with his throne. اللهم يا رب الأرباب يا بر يا رحيم يا تواب تب علينا لنتوب واغفر لنا ما مضى من الذنوب واسترنا يا علام الغيوب اللهم اجعلنا ممن دعاك فأجبته وتضرع إليك فرحمته وسألك فأعطيته وتوكل عليك فكفيته يا كافي يا معطي يا رب هب لنا من الأعمال الصالحات ما يرضيك عنا وترضى به عنا يا رب العالمين. اللهم اكرمنا بكرامة من عندك تشرفنا بها يوم نلقاك، وشرفنا يوم الدين يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون، واغفر لنا يا رب العالمين. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم وأقم الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.